Oh yeah, Cyberchomp right here on WMSC. Brand new CD release entitled Inner Grooves, and I have most of Cyberchomp right here in front of me. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Oh, might help if I turn your microphones
on.
Hello. Hello, we're here.
Thank you.
It's been so long since I've done these sort of things.
I'll just have to, now that I have a microphone, I won't have to nod or make hand signals or anything.
Right. Well, why don't you introduce yourselves, everybody?
Well, I'm Mark G.E.
And I'm Jim Skeel.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
How you doing?
Very good. Very good.
Wow. I'm really excited about this CD.
Thanks.
It's very cool. A lot of interesting mixtures of music in it. And when you gave it to me, we had mentioned that you couldn't really put a description on
right.
what kind of genre it was. And I hate doing that about music.
For sure.
Anyhow. But after listening to it, I think it's got a lot of kind of spacey, jazzy, worldly flavor.
I guess that's all right.
Like, sounds as good as any of it.
I guess that's all right.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, you have, you know, the saxophone player in the last piece was Jason Todd, who's in Deaf Harmonic, which, in fact, I don't think in Deaf Harmonic he plays saxophone.
No.
But he's kind of known for a number of things, and he was obviously one of the founding members of Milwaukee Creative Music Ensemble, and where he did, I believe, play saxophone. So we finally got him over to do some of that stuff, and he plays, I think, on three songs on the 12 song disc. So yeah, there's definitely that jazz flavor to it. It
yeah.
seemed like some of our songs had more of a loungy jazz feel to it, and
mm-hmm.
we had to go in that direction. But I think when we did it, one of the things we, like I was telling you before, one of the things we did is we sort of put that stuff away for 6 months and went, what did we do? You know, what is this? This isn't like what we do. And I guess it turned out to be what we do.
Why don't you explain to the listeners a little bit how this band works, because it's rather unique. Well, not totally unique, but sort
yeah.
of unique.
Well, it's long distance, number one, and I'm from Kansas City. I'm Jim. Mark's from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And we've known each other for years, and we decided to work on music long distance. We bought the same kind of recording equipment, and we're doing a little more on the Internet. The name Cyberchomp kind of came from the idea we're going to do it all on the Internet and found out, well, it's not quite there
well,
yet.
At the time when we named the band, it was like 1992 or something like that. And, you know, the Internet.
So you were aspiring to a better
right.
Internet.
So at that point, I was, you know, some of the Internet stuff that we were doing was just really, really simple. And, you know, obviously the Internet's really exploded since that time. Now we're starting to play a lot more with software that we can, you know, that we can go back and forth with on the Internet. And certainly in working individually, we do a lot of that in checking each other on things. So I think some of what we do is, you know, I'll set up a song or Jim will set up a song, and then we finish that and send it to the other person, and then they add more musicians from their side. Like, so Jim will have there's these two bands, really, one in Kansas City and one in Milwaukee, who've never met each other, and they just work, you know, they just kind of lay down their tracks and collaborate with each other. And some of our stuff, especially I think on this disc, sounds like the band worked together.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've never met. So that's kind of intriguing, I
right.
think.
And, you know, the Internet, where we use it mostly is on the immediacy of we mix it, we can do an MP3 file, send it to the other person, they can hear the mix, email it back, you know, change this, change that. It really has, it's more in the mixing process that we use the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
We still have to trade the 8-track material
right,
by
was,
mail
yeah.
or travel back and forth.
Right.
So the quality is there.
But there are some programs now that basically you can write some, let's say, rhythm tracks down and then send them, and then Jim could take those rhythm tracks and then add some guitar on it and that sort of thing. So it's not, for us, it hasn't been completely Internet, but there is definitely a component of it that's in what we're doing.
You're finally getting to the ability to do multi-tracking over the Internet.
Right, right. Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It really
cool.
is. And the idea I think that's really neat is a place that you can have all the musicians come and sort of get involved from wherever they are in the country and add their parts to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did you two find each other, and how did you two end up collaborating and doing music together, being so far from each other?
Well, Mark was coming to Milwaukee to work on a master's degree.
You mean Kansas City?
Or Kansas City,
yeah.
excuse me.
Yeah, from Milwaukee.
I was coming to Milwaukee. Yeah.
They're very confused.
Yes,
confused,
we don't know
yeah.
where we were.
Where we're going. Yeah.
But he had heard a tape by a band I was in called Short Term Memory, and he wrote us, said he was coming to town, didn't know anybody, look him up sometime, and we took him up on it.
And they found me like 11 at night in my bathrobe, just
on a Friday night.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, we like this guy.
I had no friends. I'd only been there a month. I didn't know anybody. I'm just sitting there sweating. It's like late August, early September in Kansas City. It's very hot. Sitting in a bathrobe drinking a beer. And they show up, and all of a sudden, there we are.
We seem to have a lot of common interests. Mark was
because you guys showed up in your bathrobes, right?
Oh, no. We probably would have if we had known he was in the bathroom, but no, we did not do that. But over the years, Mark started Joy Farm in Kansas City. I used to help out on that project with him. We collaborated on a Kansas City-specific tape of local musicians and wrote a couple songs together beyond that. When he moved back up here, we just kept in touch.
And,
actually, I don't know how Cyberchump happened other than we would kind of kid around. He had a little four-track. Cassette recorder. I'd come up here and we'd do some songs. Quality wasn't very good, but it was fun doing it. I had a little bigger studio, so when he'd come, we'd work on that. And in fact, one song on the first CD actually came from that. Oh, two songs from that.
Nerve Nut, right?
Nerve Nut and Stalking.
Right, right. And that, so those the first disc was for us something that probably took 6 or 8 years.
Took a long time.
By the time we finished it, we didn't really know we were working on a CD.
Yeah, it kind of evolved.
Yeah, just whenever we'd see each other, we'd work on a song that afternoon or something.
Right, right.
And then finally, all of a sudden, we had enough songs. We thought, well, why don't we put them all on one disc? But what's different about this disc is that we really had a concerted effort of, let's work on our second disc. And for the last 2 years, we've been doing that. And I think the music has a much more of a focus, a certain specific focus, yet it's very eclectic. It's 12 very different songs. But they were done in a closer time period with probably a closer mindset.
Yeah, that we're going to get this done in a very short time period.
Yeah.
Well, things just seem to be evolving faster because we've just set a date to finish up another project now.
Well, we'll talk about that in a bit. You guys probably have the mechanics of everything down a lot better and how you two interface with each other and share your music.
Right. Well, it's really nice, especially when you have the same studio in different cities. When I fly down there, then automatically I know how to operate everything in a studio because when he comes here, you know how everything works because it's the same deck that you're working with.
Yeah. Yeah, excellent. Right. Well, let's hear something else off the CD, and this is Dreams Groove. Do you want to tell anybody about anything about this?
This has a Reggini, which is a electric tambour, which is sort of a drone instrument in the background that I got from John Kruth. He uses it when he plays live, like at Summerfest, and he was staying over, and I stole the instrument for the afternoon, and I just recorded 6 minutes of this thing, and then from there, we just sort of built this song.
Right. Yeah, it started with the rhythm. We collaborated on a drum track, and then I think we just jammed out.
Yeah.
And then I put some more stuff on in Kansas City and finished it up.
Very cool. Well, this is Cyberchump right here on WMSC off their latest CD release entitled Inner Grooves, and this track is called Dreams Groove. You guys are really in a groove, man. I really like that. Dreams Groove, and the name of the band is Cyberchump. I know, I'm working on it. I've got other problems here.
Hello.
We're here.
These bands are so demanding, They want microphones, headphones, and then they want headphones with both sides work. I don't know. Well, welcome back. I'm so glad you guys are here because you guys are always up to something interesting musically.
Yeah.
And your latest CD you've got out is entitled Inner Groove, right?
Right.
Inner Grooves, plural.
Right. As opposed to our first CD, which was Dreams Groove, And
so you're kind of into that groove thing.
I guess so. It's
we had trouble with the name of the CD.
Yeah.
We actually went through a list of about 20 possible titles for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, this is the one we settled on.
Right. I mean, everything we just couldn't. I'm sure every band does that, right? They lay out lists and lists and lists of words and phrases, and they try to come up with clever and cute things, and who knows? Who knows what you're going to come up with?
So what's the next one going to be called? Outer Groove?
we're thinking of changing the name of the band. That's how we're going to handle it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We're just going to, the next CD, I think we're going to have a different band name.
Now, how are people supposed to keep up with all
this? Maybe we'll keep the album title the same.
Oh, brother.
This is new one on me, but that's a possibility. You never know about this.
It's a new one on me. They're going to go duke it out in the hall.
If you do that, you should probably slap us. but we have been thinking about using some different names, for different projects, depending on, the next CD we're...
Sort of what flavor you're going to do.
Yeah, we're already working on, an ambient CD right now. Some of it is new stuff, and some of it is remixes of our first two CDs. That may come under a different name.
It'll be a division of Cybertron.
Right, that's right. That's right.
Some interesting things that you guys did on this CD. You got some really cool musicians to come and help you out. How did that come about?
Well, I think both of us, we know a number of different musicians around, and, you befriend people and you know them, you've worked with them. Here in Milwaukee, we just wanted to work with some of the better people that we knew. And, Jason Lovall from the Danglers is just... I mean, the Danglers is like my favorite Milwaukee band, not to exclude anybody else, but I just love those guys. So I saw them a couple years ago and just felt like, I have to meet them and I have to work with them. And so I think what Jim and I were doing really fit some, some of the same aesthetic, some of the kind of neo-psychedelic kind of stuff that they're doing. So Jason was perfect. So, we invited Jason Lovall to come and play violin on four of the tracks, actually. So, he's on quite a bit of the album. And Jason Todd, as we talked about, from Def Harmonic, and also Mike Cashew plays bass. And he's known around Wisconsin as one of the great bass players. And I think some of the, just to do some more name dropping, he played with Paul Sebar for years. But, one of his biggest gigs probably was working with Garbage. He's the bass player on the first Garbage album. Mm-hmm. So he's just a phenomenal bass player, and we thought, hey, let's bring him in and mm-hmm. Do some things. And I think he's on three songs. Is he? Three?
Sure.
Two, maybe three. Yeah. Yeah. So
now I know John Kruth is a good friend of yours, and is he helping out at any of this today?
Yeah, what we did is we had
other than you stealing his instruments, of course.
Right. what we did
exactly.
Exactly. And John kind of played a bunch of goofy, he has an argol, but he usually has very strange African and Middle Eastern instruments, and so he has sort of a big satchel full of these things. And so what he did is he came over one day and he had this argol, which is sort of this African, I don't know what it's called, wind instrument. It's sort of like two little bamboo poles or pieces of bamboo. One's longer, it's sort of a drone, and then the other one you can play some notes with. And he blew into this thing, and I think the most incomprehensible parts are what Jim sampled and then ended up making a song out of.
So Mark sent me, it must have been 20 or 30 little samples of this stuff, and he said, I want you to write a song around this. I go, what?
Great, yeah.
And, but of course, I took something and did something completely that different than he would have thought of doing. And then I sent him this stuff, and he goes, "What did you do? What is this?" But a song grew out of it, and actually, we started stripping away all the samples, basically. And the song started out as one thing, and it ended up completely differently. So, hey.
Wow, cool.
But that's one of the greatest things I think about collaborating, and I've done a lot of collaborative stuff, and that's one of the things I like is just that each of us will approach it from a different point of view, or you start it one way and then give it to the other person, and they take it somewhere you'd never expect.
Which is cool.
Yeah, because you have, enough of me, I know how I'm going to do it, but it's nice to hear somebody kind of either challenge you in a different way or take your music and put it somewhere you never thought it would be.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun that way.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to play Reflecting Pool off the CD. It's one of my favorite tracks, and Jason does play on it.
And so does Mike.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Reflecting Pool from Cyberchomp right here on WMSC, and we are in the studio talking with Mark and Jim from Cyberchomp.
Hello.
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 Well, this is just a very exciting CD. I really enjoy it. It's a lot of cool stuff on it.
Thank you very much.
We're hoping we can turn, a bunch of people onto it. And, one of the things we did is by having lots of different musicians from Milwaukee, it's sort of a way of, working with different people, but also kind of letting them stretch their wings a little bit musically and do some different stuff. And so it's kind of fun to do it that way. Basically, I guess I want to talk a little bit about how to order this CD if you want it.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of different places you can get it. You can go to our website, which is joyfarm.com. And so if you go to joyfarm.com, you'll see a link for Cyberchomp, and you can go there. It's very simple. You can order it from us. The CD only costs $5.
Wow.
That's right. We're blowing them out. $5.
Wait, how is it you're doing that?
We're not making any money. We're completely insane.
Jim, you know what? Don't let him be the marketing guy anymore. That's
There's
it.
A
you're
problem
fired.
Here. That's right. Now, really, we want people to be able to, afford to hear this music. We're not trying to make a big buck off this thing, and, we just want to get it out there.
Yeah, we just want it to be that if you at all had any interest in this CD, that you'd go, well, $5, I have to buy it. I mean,
at least just to buy it. Yeah.
Right. I mean, $5, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the deal on that. You can, if you don't want to go to joyfarm.com, you can go to Amazon, .com, and you can buy it from them if you feel you need to buy it for someone more reputable than us.
Yeah, but then they take, what, 40%?
Yeah, so, how much is it there? It's like $8.99.
Yeah, we can even sell it for $5.
They won't allow us to sell it for $5. So it's like $8.99. You can pay the extra charge, but, you could use a credit card on ours too, and use PayPal. Then there are folks who are listening going, oh, what's with this internet all the time?
I can't get on the internet. So, I don't even like computers.
That's right. I don't even own a computer.
Even though this is all done on computers, but that's okay.
That's right. And for those people, I would say that's cool. Just go to Atomic Records because, of course, they have it.
Excellent. Excellent. Right. And they're going to know exactly what you're talking about when you go in there.
I hope so. We just brought them there last week. They're there. Just go under C. You'll find it. Toward the ends of the C's.
Sure
C-Y.
No.
Psycho-Chunk.
No. Right, Cyberchunk's easy. First or last name is C-C.
We got a new band name. Psycho-Chunk. I like that.
All right.
It's very good.
Oh, help us all.
Yeah. So this is a little, I also want to say, of course, to entice people even further, this is a limited pressing.
Okay.
Right. So there are only a few of them around.
So, did you guys sell out or what?
You're referring to, referring to the shift we made, I guess, in our first CD.
The shift we made. That's right. That's a very diplomatic way of putting things.
In our first CD, we had a lot more sampled voices.
Many more sampled voices.
That's right.
And the response from a lot of people was, why did you do that?
We can't understand them.
And we had lyric sheets in there for the sampled voices.
You couldn't follow along.
So this time around, except for some minor things, we stay away from voices. But we do provide a lyric sheet if you request one.
Right. And we, of course, as a band, we always have to have that age-old conversation that everybody has, which is, we don't want to do what people want. We want to do what we want. We're going to stay pure to the art form.
Yeah, but you've got to give the people what they want to hear. Right.
Well, but we don't want to sell out. So of course, we we have sold out.
I don't think so.
We're just trying to please the people.
You know what? I think you should bring sampled voices back and tell them it's an instrument. It's not talking or anything to listen to or to understand.
That's right.
It's an instrument.
So on this next song, Amakala, one of the things we did is we had a bunch of people over who are all drinking a lot of wine, and it was late at night, and I came up with the idea, why don't we all go upstairs to the studio and we'll record something on this song, Amakala. So there's six friends, and who we call the Orbitin Trio. No, not six friends can't be called the Orbitin Trio. They're called the Orbitin Circle. That's right.
Okay. Or you could be Orbitin Trio Squared or something.
That's true. That's true. And they might have been, but that can be painful, as we all know. So what we did is we had them come up, and we said to everybody, here's sort of a rhythm that you have to write in. And I gave them sort of a model nonsense rhythm of nonsense words, and they all came up with their own phrases, and then everyone sang them at the same time. So you'll hear these six people in the Orbitin circle singing six different things. And what's very interesting is what people think it says. Because, and I've heard some pretty wild explanations of what people think it says, namely by Jason Lovell, and it really can't be described on the radio, I would guess.
Okay.
And actually, the name came from that. It reminded us of saying Amakala, which we have no idea what that means.
Somebody does.
Right. And in addition,
and if you do, let us know.
On this particular track, in addition to Jason Lovell, we also have a couple other people. One guy from Kansas City, Greg Jackson. He's playing the hi-hat, and then we have David Gupta.
David Gupta, who's an Indian tabla player here in Milwaukee, so we had him sit in.
Excellent. Well, should we give it a listen?
Let's do it.
Okay, Amakala right here on WMSC. I love those drums.
Oh yeah.
All right. So, tell everybody once more where they can pick up this glorious CD.
In town, they can get it at Atomic, and by tomorrow they will be getting it at Rushmore.
Well, says one of our listeners.
That's right. Let us wake up in the morning, get some breakfast, and then we'll probably make our way over there. So that we, because like I told you, we want to please the people.
Right, right.
And also they can go to our website, joyfarm.com or amazon.com. Oh, you know what? Yeah, that's right. That's true. Our first disc is on sale at cdbaby.com. But and both of them are on Amazon or come to our website, anything, whatever you want. I'll come to your house. Which you probably don't want.
No, because you probably show up in his bathrobe drinking a beer.
That's right.
Heaven forbid.
Well, now it's scotch.
Now, excuse me, we've moved up now, right?
Well, see, because it doesn't have any carbos. Anyway.
Okay.
Well, we want to thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, we always appreciate it.
Well, and I love having you guys down. We always have a great time, and I'm always so curious to see what your next music endeavors are going to be. And when do you think that this next CD that you're working on is going to be done, since you said you do have a timeline?
Well, our plan is to get it out by January 1.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Some of these are remixes, and some of them are new pieces. Mm-hmm. Some of them are, actually, one of them that we're thinking of putting on there is a piece that, one of our first pieces we did together, maybe in 1986. We sort of reworked it and remixed it, and probably
beat it to death.
Yeah, that's right. We beat it to death.
Well, good.
Well, way to let people hear it.
That's right.
Excellent.
So thank you all very much.
Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you so much, Mark and Jim from CyberChump. Please go pick up the CD or get online and buy it. Show these guys that all their work is well worth their time.